Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The French chose de Gaulle. The British chose Sir Isaac Newton. Who will Americans choose as their greatest when they vote later this month? Will it be Ben Franklin, Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King, or Elvis Presley, or Bill Clinton, or George W. Bush, or Oprah Winfrey? Those are all some of the 25 finalists in the Discovery Channel's Greatest American program. They were apparently chosen by the program's viewers with voting by telephone and by text message. And we thought that with so many Americans voting in this contest, we would just try the same thing for our last 10 minutes of the week here this morning with you, the WNYC listeners. Of course, it's a much smaller sample and maybe demographically a very different one than this nationwide sample. But if you had to pick the greatest American of all time, and you don't have to be confined by this list, who would you choose and why? 212-267-WNYC. Call us quick. It's just free association. Who comes to your mind first if we say greatest American? 212-267-9692. The number to call. What makes someone great? Anyway, great is such a vague term, isn't it? Is it the impact you make? Is it the kind of life you live as a personal example? Do you have to be a good person? Of course, this kind of exercise is ridiculously subjective. And you could argue it's really more of a popularity contest than anything else. And I don't really know if you can pick, you know, is there really one greatest American? But I think that's not quite doing it justice. Our heroes are a mirror of our national character as well. So what does this list say about us? And maybe it's the collection of names that wind up on the list that kind of tell us who we are as a nation. Bob Hope's on the list. Billy Graham's on the list. Thomas Edison is on the list. Walt Disney is on the list. Neil Armstrong is on the list. And Lance Armstrong is on the list. Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, I probably said. JFK and the Wright brothers. Do they get one spot or two? 212-267-WNYC, 267-9692. Jim and Paramus, you're on WNYC.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
Your greatest American is?
By far, George Washington. He gave up, he could have been king, and he gave it up. He gave up power when he had an entire army and the country was new. And anybody who gives up absolute power is a great man, and Christ, he beat England.
What about the future of a country whose greatest American ever was its first president?
Well, I think that it was founded on greatness, and that's why we're so great. That's why everyone else pales in comparison. And oh, I can't believe anybody would even mention Bill Clinton in the same breath. My God.
Jim, thanks for your call. Carlos on Staten Island, you're on WNYC.
Good morning, Brian.
Hi.
I would do Frederick Douglass because he was able to escape from slavery and oppression, racism, get himself educated, become a very effective speaker, and he was a person who fought for human rights the rest of his life, for women's rights, women's suffrage, as well as people of color, including Native Americans,
mm-hmm.
and at a time when the United States was becoming increasingly down on all of those folks and restricting their rights, and a man who overcame his circumstances to move on to greatness.
Carlos, thanks for your call. I appreciate it a lot. Timmy in Bedford, you're on WNYC.
Hey, how you doing? I think it would have to be George Washington without comparison.
George Washington is our leading contender. Thank you very much. He's our leading plurality contender so far as I look at our board. People are rushing to the GW camp. That's the first GW. Josh in Manhattan, you're on WNYC.
Lincoln. Before Lincoln, there was slavery. After Lincoln, no slavery.
Thank you very much. Stephen in Manhattan, you're on WNYC.
Good morning. I definitely vote for Thomas Edison.
For the inventor's spirit?
Absolutely. Without electric and phones, we wouldn't be communicating right now and be sitting in a heat-filled apartments on a day like today.
Thank you very much. All right. Joyce in Manhattan, you're on WNYC.
Hi, my vote is for Susan B. Anthony, who sacrificed 60 years of her life to create suffrage and was prosecuted by one of our heroes, Ulysses S. Grant, for voting in 1872.
Of the 25 finalists who made this Discovery Channel finals, finalist list, three are women: Eleanor Roosevelt, Rosa Parks, and Oprah Winfrey.
It's appalling that Susan B. Anthony does not even appear on that list, nor Elizabeth Cady Stanton, whose essay, The Solitude of Self, is in every way as great as I Have a Dream.
You know, it's interesting, Joyce. I wonder if you have a reaction to this. When they did this contest in Britain, the top 10 list included John Lennon and Shakespeare. The French had Molière, Victor Hugo, and Edith Piaf. The Germans included Bach and Goethe. What do you notice about their finalists compared to our finalists?
Well, as a novelist, I noticed that we have no artists.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We have, I don't know if we have any cultural. I think these are all political people of one kind or another, except for the inventors, Edison and the Wright brothers, and one entertainer, and that's Elvis.
Well, I think as an artist, you'd have to nominate Mark Twain. I mean, I think he's absolutely our greatest novelist, and he's a person who really had a great impact on our social history, as did Harriet Beecher Stowe. I mean, she wrote probably the single most influential book in American literary history. And, in fact, she's the one that Lincoln said, you're the little lady who started this big war, when
right.
he met her. So,
right.
you know,
yeah.
there are quite a lot of candidates there that Americans, it's really a shame that Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton especially have been so forgotten. And in fact, you know, Anthony supported black suffrage for years and years and years, and in fact Douglas peeled off after Reconstruction.
Yes.
and supported the black vote and not the female vote. So,
Joyce, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
Actually, you know what? We should probably do another one day, even though this is not the official Discovery Channel question, on the greatest cultural heroes of all time in America. Rosalie in Englewood, you're on WNYC.
Hi.
Hi.
For me, it's John F. Kennedy, and I just feel that he put down a lot of roots for democracy that we're, you know, following through now.
Mm-hmm. Is there a way, how do you compare? I mean, I don't really know how you compare these people, but JFK to George Washington, as people have been saying, or Lincoln?
Well, I'm going on a personal
right.
feeling.
In your lifetime.
Yeah, for me, it was, you know, I was not able to vote for him, unfortunately, because I was too young when he was murdered. And for me, I just feel that he had the most impact.
Thank
and
you.
Unfortunately, this country is going down the toilet right now.
Well, that's another discussion for another day.
I know.
Thank you very much. And actually, I don't want to give other cultural figures on here short shrift. Walt Disney certainly counts. Muhammad Ali is one of the 25. I didn't mention that. So he's a sports figure, along with Lance Armstrong, a sports figure. Bob Hope is another entertainer on the list, and some other people in business, not in government and politics, and, you know, national life in that sense. Henry Ford is on the top 25, and Bill Gates is on the top 25. And, well, if Lance Armstrong can make the list on a regular bike, George in Manhattan has a match for him, I think. Hi, George.
How you doing? For me, the greatest American hero would have to be Evel Knievel.
Evel Knievel. You could see it, really, Evel Knievel.
Not only does he wear the red, white, and blue stars and stripes, but I think he's always captured the free spirit of America, the fearless courage that Americans have.
Thank you very much. The fearless courage to jump over things on motorcycles.
Columbus was the first daredevil, I suppose, but Evel's up there.
Thanks a lot. Paul in the Bronx, you're on WNYC.
Hi, I'd like to nominate Malcolm X. One of the things that makes America great is the ability to reinvent and to continue to explore yourself and the world, and he was an ongoing exploration as well as committing himself to the greater good.
Thanks for your call. Well, we have Lance Armstrong, and we have Neil Armstrong, and Joe in Jersey City has...
Hey, how you doing? Louis Armstrong. Yeah.
Louis Armstrong.
I think he embodies the American spirit, and I think that, you know, as an artist, he was the guy that we... That's all I have to say.
Thanks a lot. Bob and Weehawken, you're on WNYC.
John Adams.
Why Adams more than Washington or Jefferson, who are on
there? Well, I mean, it's hard to say. I think the value of the list is that it's a collection, but I think he's got to be on there. And I'm inspired mostly by the David McCullough biography that I read right after 9/11. And this is a man who he was one of the founding members of our country. He never really had money. When you read what he and his family went through to in service to their country at a time when bombs were falling around him and everybody was dying of typhoid, and here he is riding 200 miles on horseback to Philadelphia and defending the British soldiers when they murdered some Americans simply because they were entitled to a fair defense and a trial.
Bob, thank you, and that is the last word for this week. Nola McGovern produced this program with Ilya Marich, Jim Colgan, Priya George. That's Bob Abramson, Dave Abramson at the audio controls, filling in for Elena Nicanther. Music provided by Soul Live. Have a great weekend. I'm Brian Lehrer.